The Gospel of John is the book of the deity of Christ. It has been called the most wonderful of all biblical writings, the deepest and most profound of all inspired writings, the most beautiful of all books, the supreme literary work of the world, the most familiar and the best beloved book in the Bible, and the most profound gospel. It is probably the most important document in all of the literature of the world, according to another author. So let's look at the Gospel of John. Let's begin by asking, who wrote the fourth gospel? The author of the Gospel of John identifies himself, but not by name. In John chapter 21, he refers to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. In the upper room, where only the apostles were present, the disciples whom Jesus loved was leaning on Jesus' breast. Hence, he had to be one of the apostles. Additionally, the one whom Jesus loved was part of the inner circle of Peter, James, and John. It was not Peter, because in the upper room, Peter asked the one whom Jesus loved a question. Only James and John are left. James was martyred too early to be the author. That leaves John. So by the process of elimination, John is said to be the author of the gospel that bears his name. Furthermore, when referred to in the book, John is never called by name, but all the other gospels name him. Therefore, the Apostle John must be the author of the fourth gospel. Tradition confirms this conclusion. Polycarp, a disciple of John, had a disciple named Irenaeus. In his book, Against Heresies, Irenaeus said, John wrote a gospel. Others also ascribed the book to the Apostle John. So, who wrote the book? John the Apostle. The second question is, who received the book? Scholars usually date the Gospel of John between 85 and 95 A.D. Their basic reasoning for doing so is that there is no reference to the destruction of Jerusalem. Therefore, they reason, that the destruction of the Jerusalem must have occurred a good many years before he wrote. A pre-70 A.D. date, however, has been suggested based on John 5:2, which may indicate that Jerusalem had not yet been destroyed. That verse says, referring to the Pool of Bethesda, which is present tense in Jerusalem. There is an early and consistent tradition that John wrote from Ephesus at the request of the church there for a summary of his oral teaching on the ministry of Christ. Eusebius refers to a current opinion that John wrote after the other evangelists in order to supply an account of the early period of the Lord's ministry, which they had omitted. No particular readers are specified. The whole world is in view. So the recipients of this book were probably the residents at the city of Ephesus, but the whole world is the target audience. The third question is, what is the subject of the book? The subject is Jesus Christ as the Son of God, the Messiah of Israel. The first three Gospels focus on the Galilean ministry of Christ. John differs in that he focuses on the early ministry before the extended Galilean ministry, and he also focuses on the Jerusalem ministry. At any rate, the subject of the Gospel of John is that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the Messiah of Israel. The next question is, what is the structure of the Gospel of John? To say that same thing another way, how does the author take the subject and develop it in his writing? The basic structure of the Gospel of John is chronological and geographical. John chooses witnesses to testify to the deity and messiahship of Jesus Christ. I would outline the book something like this. The first 18 verses are a prologue. At the end, there is an epilogue. It's all of chapter 21. Aside from those two parts, the beginning and the end, I would say that there are three major sections in this book. The first are witnesses to the deity and messiahship of Christ during his public ministry. That begins in 119 and goes through 1250. In other words, except for the prologue, the first 12 chapters. The second major part of the body of the book, I would say, are witnesses during the private ministry of Christ. And that begins in 13:1 and goes to the end of chapter 17. And finally, there is the witnesses during the Passion, which begins in 18:1 and goes through chapter 20. Now, that is a very broad overview of the Gospel of John. The subject is Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the Messiah of Israel. And John is choosing witnesses to demonstrate who Jesus Christ is. The first part of the book deals with witnesses from the public ministry of Christ. The second major part of the body of the book are witnesses from the private ministry of Christ. And then there are witnesses during the Passion of Jesus Christ. The last question is, what are the purposes of the Gospel of John? One of the purposes of John's Gospel is to prove that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. The Gospel of John has the clearest purpose statement of any book in the Bible. John writes to Gentiles to show that Christ is the Son of God. Now, the problem with that is that the Greeks and the Romans would have already accepted him as, say, the son of Zeus or some other god, spelled with a small g. So John has to clarify. He adds the word Messiah. He is not announcing the incarnation of a semi-human Greek god, the true and living God, the God of creation, the God of the Jewish Old Testament, becomes a common carpenter. So one of the major purposes in the Gospel of John is to prove that Jesus is the Son of God, the Messiah of the Old Testament. Another purpose is to persuade people to believe. John is not writing to entertain or just enlighten. He is writing to persuade. He does not just want to communicate. His aim is to convince. Still, another purpose of John's Gospel is to produce eternal life. The ultimate goal is eternal life. And by that I mean God's kind of life. So to sum up this brief introduction to the Gospel of John, John presents Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of God. So to sum up this brief introduction to the Gospel of John presents Jesus as the Son of God, the Messiah, so that his readers will believe and have eternal life. The spiritual lesson is plain. Eternal life is obtained by faith alone, in Christ alone. Remember, the Gospel of John is the book of the deity of Jesus Christ.